I see absent or why absent. Always. This Guru Bandana? Very good. We should try to follow the principles of this Vaishnava song, Vaishnava Padavali, as it is written. Vaishnava have gone so deeply, like Narottam Thakur. When he used to write, he used to weep, like deeply prayer. So that Krishna was bound, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bound to listen his prayers. Sometimes, when Narottam Thakur used to sing, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his whole associates, with Nityananda, Advait, Bakreshwar Pandit, Haridas Thakur, all Sarup Damodar Raya Ramana, they used to manifest themselves with Mridanga Kirtal and everything. And they used to dance. And when Kirtan was over, they are not. Like Srinivas Acharya, Srinivas, his friend, when he used to explain Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, especially Gopi Geet or Bhramar Geet, Srimati Radhika and Krishna used to come and to hear patiently. Like ignorant boys and girls. And when explanation was over, oh, nothing. All used to wait. In the council of Rupa Goswami, when Raghunath Bhatta, you know Raghunath Bhatta? Son of Tapan Mishra of Kashi, Varanasi. Oh, then sweetly, heart melting explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Even Rupa Goswami used to be. So Kirtan is a prayer, not that he had this. He is looking. For our taste, it is not. It is for the taste of Krishna. So we should sing all very deeply with love and affection. Now, we have missed two prayers. Today we will do all at a time. Krishna, namami nanda nanda, ko dhire dhire. If we want to cross the unlimited chain of birth and death, suffering and sorrow, and after this, if we want to serve Radha Krishna conjugal or practices will not do anything. We cannot do anything. So we should try to follow Narottam Thakur. Why? Narottam Thakur Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, all our Goswami. Srila Narottam Thakur has written in his Vaishnava Padavali, Gora Kahun Na Bhajiya Nai. Swamiji used to sing this kirtan. In our time, he used to sing all these kirtans. Pathetic. We should know the meaning and then sing. Though it is very hard for you, for English person, but we can do easily. You can sing, Tum Gura Pahun Na Bhajiya Nai. Prema Ratana Dhanu. Tak nahi laya. You have the book? Gura Pahun Na Bhajiya Nai. Narottam Thakur is weeping. Oh, so much tears coming. Oh, I am how unfortunate, unlucky, that Gura Chant is so merciful, unlimited merciful. And he is actually our Sampada.
He is our real wealth.
Real wealth? But wealth. But we have ignored. What we are doing? Adhane jatana kari dhan te agin. Adhane. So it is not wealth, really. These are all poisonous things. That is, they are in Hindi and Sanskrit, they are called visha. Visha means poisoned things. So all are poisonous. And we are only endeavoring to have all this poison, all this off, and neglecting. Oh, this is our main wealth. First, money and all other things. So, adhane jatana kari dandya. Oh, we are endeavoring, practicing. So much, doing so much labor from morning to morning. Even we dream, in dream we do all these things to collect money. But we don't know that our real wealth is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself. So we don't do. We are chanting, remember, but we always our main
object
is wealth, reputation, so many things. So he is breathing and telling. Those who are singing this Padavali, even they are engaged. Adhane Tyagilu. তারপরে আপন কর্ম দোষে আপনি ডুবিন এন্ড দেন ও থিংকিং ইন ওয়্যার অলওয়েজ ইন হেল উই আর গোইং টুয়ার্ডস উই আর ওয়াকিং অন দি ওয়ে অফ হেল. We don't realize all these things. Being a devotee also. Only name is devotee, but actually our actions are not like devotee. So he is weeping. Adhane jatana kari dhan tyaginu apane karma doshe apane duvinu. Ye Bengali kirtan hai. Apne doshon se apne aap. समझ नहीं सका. आई सेंड in the ocean of suffering and sorrow for unlimited time. So he is waiting and telling. That's
right.
Of bhakti yoga. Bhajan kisko kahte hain? What is bhajan? Oh, that should be some repentance. That what I am doing, what I have done in past. Always neglecting. Or this prema ratana dhana. The love and affection for conjugal. Radha Krishna ka prema, yahi ratna hai. Isi ko bhulne ke wajah se hamari ye durdasha hai. He is telling that our wealth is love and affection for conjugal. Krishna has sent and he has given this human body to realize this. Feeling separation. Oh, what I am doing? How much I am far from this Krishna thing? My heart is not melting. Nainam galadasudharaya badanam gadagadarudhaya pulakar nikitan vapuhakada taunam krani bhavishyata. When we are chanting, hum log jab pranam karte hain, chanting karte hain, so we should understand, we should think this is why my heart is not melting. Why? Krishna is Krishna himself. He is so merciful. But yet my heart is not melting. Why? Because we have no separation mood. For $100 note, if it is missed anywhere, oh, where? Asking, always searching. And for this, Krishna pain, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought in this world and gave, and we are neglecting. Always taking poison. What are poison? These diseases. All these things. And now my heart is not melting. In Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told. Tadasmasaram hriday batidam yadagrihyamanai harinamudheyai nabdikriye dat jadatikaro netre jalam gatruhe suharsh. Tadasmasaram. Oh, the heart is certainly made of stone or iron or thunderbolt. Tadasmasaram hrade batedam yadagrihyamanai harinamadhe. That we are chanting, remembering, singing Krishna name, and yet tears are not coming. If tears are coming, but heart not melting, tear may come. By, like a woman, or in a moment they will weep so bitterly. And moment they will be very dangerous. Very dangerous. Aisa nahi. Koi rota bhi hai, aankh se aansu bhi nikalte hain, kintu hriday jadi dravit nahi hota hai, to us rone ka mulya nahi. If heart is not melting and tears are coming, it is also dangerous. So he is telling, tadasmasaram hriday batidam yad grishamanam harinamadhyayai yad viketat pramudikaram netre jalam gatruhe suharsha. So how it will be? How? Again and again, repeatedly, we should chant and pray and serve Gurudev and Vaishnava. By serving Krishna, it will not do. Never. कोई कोई कृष्ण के भक्त होते हैं, किंतु भक्तों का विरोधी होते हैं. तो भगवान के वो भक्त होने पर भी भक्त विरोधी होने से भगवान उनको परमार्थ नहीं देते. बहुत जगह हम लोग अनुभव करते हैं. We feel this. Krishna has told with his own mouth, those who are my bhakta, really they are not bhakta. I don't like them. They may be so dangerous. But those who are bhaktan ke hum bhakt hamare, jo bhaktan ke bhakt hain, wo asal mein bhakt hain. इसलिए डोंट थिंक दैट इफ आई एम सर्विंग माई गुरुदेव एवरीथिंग इज डन. if you are serving Gurudev but not devotees, then not Guru Seva. Guru Seva, Guru ki hi seva karna hai aur dusron ko bhagana. Krishna ki seva to karenge, vaishnavon ko bahar kar denge. To Krishna ka bhakt hone par bhi vaishnav nahi hai. He is not actually vaishnav. Who is vaishnav? जो भक्तों का भक्त है. इसलिए पहले नमापराध में शतांग निंदा के शतांग निंदा वैष्णवों का पहले लिया गया. भगवान की निंदा को नहीं लिया गया कि भगवान का निंदा करो ना करो कोई बात नहीं है. पहले पहले संतों का, इसके बाद में गुरु का नंबर. आफ्टर दैट the number of Gurudev comes. Vaishnav ka. Aap log, you should always try to observe this principle. Always try to be polite and humble for all Vaishnavas, devotees. Also you should be try to be polite with all the goddesses, because really they are servant of Krishna. Krishna has engaged them. No? Ganesh, Shankar, Durga, Kali, Indra. Oh, Krishna has engaged them. Giving some power. So we shouldn't be unfavorable to them. Oh, you can do like this. Can you help me in my Krishna bhajan like this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to all the temples of South. You know, don't do ninda. Ninda means?
Offense.
Or pratek vaishnava ka samman karo. You should try to be humble with all the devotees who are chanting them. You should not think that they are opposite party, this party, this party. Never. Once two devotees were going to a place and they were walking on the side of a river, and that time the river was flooded and the path was actually on the bank of that river. A very big black scorpion was in that flood. And he was about to die, sometimes going down and sometimes coming up. He was about to die. Two Vaishnavas. One overlooked, but one, oh, he was chanting and going, he saw that, oh, actually going down and up. So he became so kind. And he told that, wait a little, I am coming. And he went in the water. And he took that scorpion in his hand and tried to save. But a scorpion, you know, always very dangerous. And in this stage, and he attacked.
Stung him.
And his hand was going to trembling, and thus it fell in the water again. And again he was sinking and was about to die. Again he did. Again it is stung. Again it went in water. So he was doing like this, and that Vaishnava was saving his life. Out of pity, no gain self, nothing. His friend Vaishnava told that, what you are doing? He's always shrunken. And you are taking and saving, let it die. He told आउट ऑफ पिटी। यदि यह बिच्छू अपना स्वभाव नहीं छोड़ता है तो मैं साधु होकर के वैष्णव होकर के अपना स्वभाव क्यों छोड़ूं? What I told?
If he cannot give up his nature, why I should give up my nature?
Nature. No? He is like a animal. Animal.
By nature,
insect. And by nature he is. But being a Vaishnava, why I should give up my this nature? So I must say, no harm I am dying, no harm. But I should say, because the nature of Vaishnava is like this. So at last he set and kept it in anywhere on the land and then they. And he took some medicine and he became. So we should try to be like a Vaishnava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, if you want to be Vaishnava, and chant Krishna, and to be pure, then you should try to observe first, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, Amanina Mahadeva, Kirtaniya Sadhana. Always remember this, always. What is the meaning of this?
We should always be very, very humble, in a very, very humble state of mind. We should always offer respect to everybody, and we should never expect to take respect for ourselves. And one who does this, he can turn Harinam 24 hours a day. He can do Kirtan Sadhana.
What is the meaning of Trina Dapi Suni Chena? Trina ke apeksha bhi deen hi. What is the meaning?
He should always consider himself very fallen.
What is the meaning?
One should show oneself to be more insignificant than a blade of grass. Just like if you step on a blade of grass, then the grass may stand up again. But we should be more insignificant and more humble than a blade of grass. If anyone steps on us, then we've never reacted in a negative way to them.
If anyone is abusing me, is abusing you, then what will you do? What you should do?
Tolerate.
And if he wants to give a slap, then what?
We can tolerate.
Like Haridas Thakur.
Everything is mercy of Krishna.
Very hard to comply. But if he wants to be Vaishnava, then you should be like that. Treat for that. This is Chanakya Niti, Indian Chanakya Niti. We should not follow. We should follow Vidur Niti. Vidur Niti, jante ho? Vidur Niti. He wanted to teach this to Duryodhan, but he could not follow. And that is why he was despoiled. Uska sarvanash hua. तो जब ही कोई वैष्णव होना चाहता है तो हमको चारिक नीति से जरूरत नहीं है, वो है साधारण मामूली लोगों के लिए। फॉर जनरल पर्सन इट मे बी सम ज्ञानफुल चाणक्य नीति, फॉर वैष्णव नॉट दिस नीति। नॉट ओनली वी विल टेक विदुर नीति, मोर देन दैट फॉर नीति वैष्णव नीति of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur. Not only for hearing and telling, actually when you will be like this, then Krishna Prem automatically will come. So try to practice in your life these things. If anyone is abusing, doing anything. But if he is abusing Gurudev or Vaishnav or Krishna, then what we should do? Then no tolerance, nothing. If you cannot do, if you cannot cut his tongue, means here not actually cutting, but to cut his all kinds of arguments that he is doing. And try to stop him. And if you cannot do, then keeping your the fingers in your hand and go to any river or any pond or anywhere and take bath and chant Hare Krishna. Yeh Vaishnava ki niti hai. Otherwise no. So we should be more more trina dapi suni chena, more humble than the grass. Sometimes grass can pinch you. Thank you. But we should not be like this. Atarurapi sahishununa, what is the meaning? This is first, ये वैष्णव का पहला है और दूसरा क्या
Toror means a tree.
हाँ.
So here the comparison is given that one should be more tolerant, sahishnuna. He should be more tolerant than a tree.
How?
And the reason why the tree is given as an example is because a tree tolerates every single condition. Whether it the weather condition is very severe, there is a thunderstorm, or whether it is very, very hot, the tree is always tolerating. But at the same time, as it is tolerating, it is also giving so much benefit and shelter to those who come to this tree. And they are receiving shade, they are receiving fruit, and so many other benefits from the tree.
All the parts of the body of that tree, his seed, his bark, his juice,
fruit,
leaves, flowers,
branches,
fruit, everything is for others, not for himself. But we, being superior than tree, or everything is for us. And we also want to take others for us, not giving anything to others. हम उससे अधिक हम लोग अधिक बुद्धिमान हैं मनुष्य हैं हम अपना तो अपना ही है इस घर में तुम मत आना ये मेरा घर है ये मेरा कपड़ा है ये मेरा और ये किसकी है ये हमारा किसने दिया गुरु जी ने तब ये किसकी अब हो गई ये मेरी है कपड़ा किसने दिया पिताजी ने गुरु जी ने किंतु है किसका अब कोई मत छूना हमारे कपड़े को और ट्री का एवरीथिंग इज फॉर His bark, his lips, his everything. Even he can give his body for their courts, for their houses. If they are so much feeling cold, uske lakdi ko jala lo. We can make our food from this wood. So. If he is so dry, no water, he will never ask water for anyone. And if you are throwing some stones, and he will go sweet through. Ek samay, Ranjit Singh Bharat mein ek raja hue hain. Once there was a king in India. His name was Ranjit Singh. And he was very powerful. His army was so solid. So he was going anywhere with his whole generals and army. And he was in the midday, they were taking shelter in a very big
garden
of mangoes. No? And they were taking some fruits and here and there. And a boy, village boy came, and he was throwing some stones for taking mangoes, sweet fruits from. And this stone came and it was entered in his eye. And he blood began to come and he became blind from one eye. And it was coming. So all the gentles are looking what to do, and they anyhow caught that boy and they brought in front of king. Blood was coming. And they were telling that what punishment we should give to him. क्या उसे हम दें पनिशमेंट सजा. उन्होंने कहा, he replied, oh, what he was doing? So he was throwing some stones on the mango tree. Why? For what thing? Oh, to take some fruit. So it gets fruit. So when he throws, and some fruits came. But in the meantime, it came in your eyes and you became blind. Oh, if tree gives him a very sweet fruit, instead of doing any punishment to that boy, I am being a king and human body, more superior than tree, then I should give him sweet fruit. Oh, उनको कहा कि इसका एक राज्य का भाग इनको आज लिख करके इसको दे दो. But he told that he is donating one piece of his kingdom for this boy. And very honorably you should take this boy and give a tamrapatra. Tamra print mane ye.
Document of
honor. Document. On brass writing. And it was given. But no, should be more than this. Tolerance. So you should be always try to be. Don't take any revenge from anyone. But if anyone is abusing or doing offense to Gurudev, Krishna, Vaishnava, Bhakti, then you should be a strong. If you are Hanuman, then you can burn Lanka. Like Vrindavan Das Thakur, what he is telling? If anyone is abusing Nityananda Prabhu, then you should keep your feet on the head of that. That is why Krishna came and told Arjuna that, oh, yes, these are all bad persons. You can what? Kill them, shoot them with your. That is why they were shot. So, then third, Amani na manadena. Kya hai? Bolo.
Amani manas means that a vegetable should always be respectful and honor all others according to their qualification. And in return, we should not desire for any praise from them. And thus, in such humble state of mind, we should have no.
If anyone is praising me, then what should I do? What should I do?
Block my ears.
Oh, that should be some shame. कुछ लज्जित होना है. गुरु जी हमारी प्रशंसा कर रहे हैं. इफ माय गुरुदेव इज देन प्लीज टू टेक इन योर हेट. गुरु जी ये सब कुछ आप ही की कृपा है, वैष्णव की कृपा है, ये भक्ति की कृपा है और वैष्णव की कृपा है जो उनके वजह से हमारे अंदर में ये जो कुछ भी यदि कुछ गुण हुआ तो उनके वजह से ये सब गुरु जी के चरणों का फल है, उसमें दे दो. तुम्हारे अंदर में प्राइड नहीं आना. Understand what I told?
You're saying that we should become somewhat shy and we should explain that actually this is only the mercy of Guru, the mercy of Bhakti upon me,
Yes.
And we should not take the credit for ourselves, but we should give all credit to our Gurudev.
And if general persons are doing or praising, then go on. If anyone is hearing his praise, then his moment and in moment to moment he is dying.
His life is
curtailed. उसकी आयु क्षीण हो जाती है. वो जीवित हुआ है, वो मरा हुआ व्यक्ति है. But his, though his life, but he is dead.
Living dead,
but he like this. So we should try to observe, not only to sing and to tell and to tell others only, to teaching others, but we should do. If you want Krishna prem really. Gaur Preman Ekirtan kar do bas, khatam kar. They should think how we can do. Like Hanuman, like Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, like Vrindavan Das Thakur, like Rupa Goswami. We should try to reconcile all these things.
Like with Jaghai and Madhai, one.
They are not offended anyone.
Nityananda Prabhu.
But actually, when they were mad, and even since they were and doing so, then it was bad. So at that time, we should try to. As my Gurudev did for Prabhupada in Navadvip. You know? Don't remember?
When they were drawing.
What did he do? If he was going to attack them, then he was alone and he would have been also but injured and Prabhupada also. So, you should use our intelligence. We should try to observe some rules and regulations. हम लोग ऐसा चलेंगे हैं जिसे किसी भी दूसरे व्यक्ति को कोई असुविधा न हो. कोई ऐसा काम नहीं करेंगे जैसे कि किसी को तनिक भी कोई क्षोभ या कुछ ऐसी बात हो. व्हाट आई टू इनको हमें.
We should behave properly and we should make sure none of our action in any way bothers other people so that they get disturbed.
Especially जहाँ हम ठहरे हैं, नीट क्लीन रखेंगे और लोगों के साथ में सुंदर व्यवहार करेंगे और कभी भी परस्पर कोई विवाद झगड़ा न हो.
Especially in this place where we are staying, we'll keep it clean everywhere as much as we can. And at the same time, we'll be very politely and very respectfully treating all others who we meet. And among ourselves, we should make sure we should not fight or quarrel or have hot arguments with each other. We should be very careful.
लोग देख करके हमें समझने चाहिए इनका वैष्णव का व्यवहार कितना सुंदर है. ये लोग रियलाइज करें.
Our conduct should be so good that people should feel so impressed and feel, oh, what a nice Vaishnava, how good qualities they have, and thus they should feel honored.
तो हम लोगों को देख करके प्रसन्न हो, ऐसा व्यवहार करो, और संकीर्ण चित्त का मत हो.
Behave in such a way that they should be pleased to be with you and to have you, and our approach towards our actions should not be in a narrow way of mind, not in a narrow.
विशेष करके जब यहाँ पर हो तो ऐसे समझो कि मैं तुम लोगों का माता पिता हूँ और तुम लोग हमारे बच्चे हो और परस्पर में भाई और बहन हो. इसलिए कभी किसी भी विषय में लड़ना झगड़ना, ये मेरा है ये तेरा है, ये सब मत करना.
Then we can treat among ourselves as we are brother and sister in a family spirit. And Srila Gurudev is like our father. Mm. We should never quarrel with each other.
ये मेरा है, ये उनका है, यह स्वार्थ भाव कभी ना आया था।
And we should try to give up the mood that this is mine, this is my possession, you cannot have it, that is yours, like this.
कोई भी चीज जो मिल रही है उसे संतुष्ट रहो भाई। Oh, try to hear all. जो कुछ मिल रहा है उसी से संतुष्ट रहो।
Whatever we are getting.
They are not hearing all. Anyhow.
Whatever is being provided to us, we should happily accept it and feel content.
और अधिक want मत करो, ये चाहिए, वो चाहिए, ऐसा चाहिए, मत करो.
We should not increase our desires unnecessarily and demand, I want this, I want that.
नहीं तो लोगों की धारणा खराब हो जाती है.
Otherwise, people will have bad impression and they will misguided.
विशेष तरह तुम लोग दरिद्र नहीं हो. यदि कोई ऐसी चीज की जरूरत है तो अपने मार्केटिंग से कर लो, किंतु दूसरे को असुविधा मत बताओ. बार बार मत कहो ये चीज चाहिए, ये चीज चाहिए. एकदम हरिदास ठाकुर की तरफ में और ऐसे तरफ में वैष्णव की तरफ में रहो.
On average, all of us here are having enough supply of money, but if we have any personal need, we can always try to go and get it from market rather than struggling better. We should try to follow the example of Srila Haridas Thakur and other such Vaishnavas, that whatever we are getting, we should be happy, and rather we should try to minimize our unnecessary demand.
अगर कोई चीज वो चाहता है तो ये दे दो उसको, उसके लिए ये मत करो ये मेरा है तेरा, उसे दे दो, बल्कि अपने मत खाओ उनको दो.
If you have something, some article or some prasadam, etc., and you're seeing somebody else needs it, requires it, and he requests you, then you kindly give him. Do not try to show your possession. It is mine.
पहले उसे खिला करके तब खाओ.